A cartoonist whose latest work is being slammed as racist says it's not causing any more death. Garrick Tremaine's cartoon depicts two women outside of a travel agent with a caption that reads, "I asked what are the least popular spots at the moment? She said the ones people are picking up in Samoa." It's received huge backlash online, but Mr. Tremaine says he doesn't think a public apology is necessary. He spoke to our producer Katie Doyle about why he drew the cartoon and its aftermath.
It's a simple, light-hearted joke. If you've read the cartoon, it's basis of the joke is a travel agent taking the wrong end of the stick and making a stupid comment.
It's offended a lot of people.
I know, I'm aware of that.
Given that most of the deaths have been children, can you understand why
that,
it's caused upset?
Is that of particular relevance, the fact they've been children?
It seems on social media that a lot of people are upset about it, and in reference to the fact that so many people have died. Can you see why it's upset people?
Oh, I can quite understand why it's upset people. Yes, I can. In fact, it's a very poor piece of timing for such a cartoon. I'm the first to agree with that. And today happens to be the first day on Radio New Zealand when the Samoan measles epidemic was the main item on the news this morning. And when I woke up this morning, my wife, oh dear, this is a bad day. I should not have presented that cartoon. I didn't realise this because it's going to be all over the paper today, all over the news today. So had I had the idea, had I known this was happening, I don't think I would have done it. But it took me by surprise that it suddenly hit full face into the news this morning. And I can understand that people are upset by it.
This measles epidemic has been in the media for quite a few days, and you say it took you by surprise. Can you explain that, considering it has been for quite a few days?
I didn't say it took me by surprise, but if you want to change what I'm saying, that's over to you, I suppose. It's probably your business. I said that it hit the news as the main item today for the first time. It is part of my watch to keep monitoring the news and what's happening.
But you knew that the measles epidemic was getting bad, because it's been in the media.
I know it's not a happy situation, yes. Yeah, it's not a happy situation at all.
But in your mind, was it still okay to I guess, create this cartoon?
Well, obviously, I would have thought that was self-evident. If I had thought a little more about it, or had I thought it wasn't advisable or satisfactory, I wouldn't have done it. So I thought, I think the answers to that, I can later regret having done it, but at the time, obviously, that did not occur to me. I thought it was an innocuous joke. It doesn't mention anything about deaths or children or these things that everybody else seems to be so concerned about. It was an innocuous joke of a travel agent making a silly comment and misunderstanding a question.
Some people are calling for an apology. What are your thoughts on this?
Calling for an apology. I've had people ringing up and asking me for an apology and telling me I have no right to do cartoons or mention Samoa at the moment, so I can't. That rules out doing an apology because I could hardly do that without mentioning Samoa. So.
Do you think, though, that even if some people don't want you to mention Samoa, do you think that you should issue an apology?
No, I don't particularly, no.
And why is that?
Well, why should I? Tell me why I should.
People are very offended by that. I understand that quite a lot of Samoans are offended by that.
And I understand so too. I've heard from a few of them today, and I'm very sorry to have upset them, and I've personally apologised to those who've spoken to me for the fact that I've upset them. It was not my intention. But if you think that I should issue an apology to the Samoan nation, well, I don't agree with you.
What are your thoughts as a cartoonist when approaching a topic like this?
What are my thoughts? Well, your thoughts, my thoughts particularly now that in this politically correct atmosphere that we're now being bloody suffocated by, you have to be aware that there is a growing number of people who wake up every morning and their first intention is to find something to be offended about. Yes, that's something that we didn't have to deal with in the past to the extent that we do now.
Do you think, though, it's appropriate to poke fun at something like this?
Do I think it's appropriate? I don't think today it is appropriate. I see nothing wrong with the cartoon. I don't think it is personally offensive. It's not causing any more deaths. It's not laughing about deaths. It's laughing about a stupid misunderstanding by somebody, a travel agent speaking to somebody. It's not making light of the tragedy, in my opinion.
That's Otago Daily Times cartoonist Garrick Tremaine speaking with First Up producer Katie Doyle.